Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
What's up, guys? With Valentine's Day fast approaching, I'm looking to make some print-on-demand jewelry sales, specifically on Etsy. I'm going to be comparing Awkward Styles, relatively new. Can we still call it new? I feel like it was not that long ago that they launched their print-on-demand jewelry, their message card jewelry. I've actually got some right here that I'll be reviewing for you in this video. And I'm going to be comparing it to some shine-on jewelry that I've also got right here. So I got both in hand. And I'm going to be basically doing a full review, like pricing, quality, how easy it is to get started for you in this video. So let's get to it. Check out my links in the description. I've got a free print-on-demand mini course and a great print-on-demand Facebook group. So to start my comparison, we're going to talk about ease of use, which is easier to get started with. I think that's a big decision point, especially if you guys have never tried to sell print-on-demand jewelry. So with Awkward Styles, signing up only takes a minute or less. It's free to get started, and then you can access their catalog of various print-on-demand jewelry. Right now, they've got necklaces and bracelets. My experience with Shine-On was not nearly as smooth. It used to be that you were required to use Shopify as a bridge to get automated fulfillment for your Shine-On orders, but then they released the direct Etsy integration, but it did not work for me. I'm talking, it took months for me to get that working. I don't know if you'll have the same issue. Hopefully it's been resolved. For me, it was like, I literally tried multiple times over at least 2 months before finally got it working. So if I'm being honest, Awkward Styles much easier. All right, when it comes to product pricing, they're relatively the same. You're going to probably expect to pay between $13 to $15. It looks like maybe Shine-On has a little bit of a pricing advantage. Their necklaces look to be about $11.77, whereas Awkward Styles, you can get them down to about $11.95 or $12.15 in some cases. So a slight edge when it comes to pricing goes to Shine-On. As far as templates go, and you're like, templates? What do you mean templates? Well, Awkward Styles actually has over 120 design templates that we can use as jumping off points, or if you just need inspiration for what the heck am I going to design on this message card jewelry, they have over 120 templates that you can use for free. All right, so there's really no excuse to get started. By the way, they're customizable. One way to get an edge over competition on Etsy is to offer personalization. That's like a huge edge that you can have on Etsy, and they make it easy to do using their templates. So you don't even have to go out of your way to make these designs up. When you add a template, you can just click into the text and change it. Shine-On, on the other hand, they don't have nearly the same even design application built into their website. So with Awkward Styles, it's like real easy. Select your product, add a template, click into the template and customize it. With Shine-On, you can download, if you choose to, it's probably a good idea, their PSD template for doing jewelry design or message card jewelry design. You can see that they mark the areas that you can design safely within. Then they say the areas that you shouldn't be designing in, and they also have some layers you can turn on and off that show you where the jewelry is going to show up in the mockups. Speaking of mockups, Awkward Styles has a bunch of mockups for us to choose from before we publish to Etsy. And they actually have something else that's really cool. I'm going to show you in just a second. I don't want to ruin the surprise, but check out some of these mockups. Specifically, I really like this Model 1 mockup. And what I like about it is that it shows the product, but what we can do as our primary thumbnail, if we use it as our primary, is we can zoom in, right? We can actually crop it something like this for the primary thumbnail. So it really shows a lot of the product. And then when they get to the listing after clicking it, it'll still show the full image like this of the full model holding it. And so I really like that one as a mockup. Shine-On also gives us a couple mockup examples. I will say this, if you're going to use any mockups, like for your primary at a minimum, it should be one that's straight on, straightforward. Okay. Some of theirs are a little bit like to the side. Anybody that watches my like Etsy shop reviews, you know, a lot of times we're reviewing t-shirt shops, and when there's like too many crinkles in the shirt, or it's like the model that's wearing the shirt's facing off to the side and you can't see the design clearly, I definitely would recommend against that. But I think as far as the mockups go, you know, there's a nice little selection on both sites to choose between. If I had to choose one though, I think this Model 1 is what I would go with. And like I said, I would zoom in and crop my primary thumbnail. Additional assets. This is what I was alluding to that Awkward Styles added that I think is super cool. Apparently, you can add video when you push and create product listings via API, right? Because we're not going to Etsy.com and going through their product listing creation workflow there. We're doing it in Awkward Styles. And then they're using their API connection once we integrate Etsy with Awkward Styles, which, by the way, is like a one-click integration. So don't be worried about doing that if you haven't set it up yet. It'll send a video to the listing and put it in our listings for us. And anybody who shopped on Etsy recently, you probably know that videos are important because when you're mousing over products, if there's a video, it's auto-playing the video and hiding the thumbnail. So clearly they want to steer us in the direction of including video. And Etsy used to straight up tell us in the listings, hey, our data shows us that you'll see a higher conversion rate if you include a video. Now, I could have guessed that, but we got confirmation from Etsy. So I love that Awkward Styles has multiple videos for us to choose from. Shine On, no video, you know, maybe in the future, but currently no video. They do include some additional images that they put in the description, which maybe is useful for like Shopify, but we know that if you push this to Etsy, they're not going to let you put images in the description. So these will just get like filtered out when you publish your product. All right, as far as quality, I'll do a quick quality review here. The one thing I wanted to highlight is that, so Awkward Styles, they have the magnetic box, okay? So the quality of the box here is actually nicer than what you're going to get. I'll just spoil it for you at Shine On. So this little like snappy magnetic box lip, I think just makes it look higher quality, plus the extra sleeve that it comes in, I think is just a nice little touch. They're going to eventually add the leather box and the LED box, which I'm assuming, just based on what I saw on Shine On, you might have to pay extra for the LED box. But on Shine On, so you can actually see here, they already offer what they call the luxury box. And it looks like it costs about an extra $13 or $12.50, $12.50 for the nicer box. So at least at a baseline, you know, Awkward Styles, we mentioned earlier, the pricing is only very slightly more, but you get the nicer box. So I think that that adds a little bit of an extra nice touch for people buying this jewelry that don't want to look cheap, right? The box here that you get with Shine On jewelry, a little bit smaller, all right? It's not necessarily low quality, but I do like the magnetic. And this actually does have a little bit of a magnetic snap effect to it. It doesn't have the extra sleeve. And actually, I decided to go into my archive and get one of my review videos from the past because the design just didn't show through well on my camera. But as you can see, it's still a really nice, high-quality piece here from Shine On. Anyways, guys, if you couldn't guess, I'm probably leaning towards using Awkward Styles, their new jewelry. I really like the quality of it. Price point's relatively similar. With Awkward Styles Pro, I mean, it's basically the same. And then their UI, honestly, is where they have a huge edge. It's really nice if you want to go and do customizations of your own designs that you can upload to Awkward Styles, or like I said, keeping it simple, using the templates, making it easy to offer personalization and customization. So that's where I'm leaning, guys. And if you want to get started on Awkward Styles, integrate with your Etsy in, I think it's like 1 to 2 clicks, all right? And then you can start publishing products. I will put a link to Awkward Styles so you can sign up for free right now in the description right there at the top. Thanks for watching, guys. As I head out, just wanted to remind you, I have a full print on-demand course where I walk you through how I make six-figure sales every single year. I teach you everything I know in the course. It's linked in the description. And I've got a great private community where I go live once a week and I hold office hours every week. So it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to work with me and help me basically mentor you and help your business. Thanks for watching, guys. Please like and subscribe. Check out Awkward Styles and their new jewelry, and I'll see you guys at the next one.